Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Then Jesus, crying out with a loud voice, said, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Having said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, Certainly this man was innocent. And when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home, beating their breasts. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus' very last words were tremendous trust and confidence in his Father and his Father's mercy. To give out a loud cry, we know, at the very last moments of life would have been even more jarring than the first six words. But he did it anyway. His last words were directed to his Father. In the gesture of an eternal high priest, he continued that dialogue with the Father, which was his whole life. Into your hands I commend my spirit, was the prayer that Jewish young people were taught to pray before they went to bed. It is still the prayer, we know, that all of us and all others who pray the Liturgy of the Hours say each night before we go to bed. From the lips of Jesus, these words express tremendous confidence and hope and trust. Jesus was quoting Psalm 31, which we pray, In you, O Lord, I seek refuge. Don't let me ever be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me. Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You're my rock, my fortress. For your name's sake, lead and guide me. Take me out of the net that's hidden from me, for you are my refuge. Then we pray, Into your hand I commend my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. I will exult and rejoice in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. And it finishes, Blessed be the Lord, for he has wondrously shown his steadfast love. That word is hesed, similarly translated as faithful mercy. He has shown his faithful mercy to me when I was beset like a city under siege. Love the Lord, all you saints, he finishes the psalmist. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who wait for the Lord. Jesus took this Psalm 31, this great hymn of trust, and added one word, the most important word of all, Abba. Pope Benedict taught us in his Catechesis on Prayer that this loud cry of Jesus of supreme and total abandonment expresses the full awareness that he hadn't been abandoned. The initial invocation, Father, recalls his first declaration as a 12-year-old boy that he was still doing his Father's work like he was when he was found in the temple. From the beginning to the end, what fully determines Jesus' feelings, words, and actions is his unique relationship to the Father. On the cross, he lives to the full in love, this filial relationship he has with God that gives life to his prayer. The words spoken by Jesus are not a mere citation, but express a firm decision. Jesus delivers himself to the Father in an act of total abandonment. These words are a prayer of entrustment, of total trust in God's love. Jesus' prayer as he faces death is as dramatic as it is for every human being. But at the same time, it's imbued with that deep calmness that's born from trust in the Father and from the desire to commend oneself fully to him. In Gethsemane, when he had begun his final struggle in the most intense prayer and was about to be delivered into the hands of men, his sweat had become like great drops of blood falling upon the ground. Nevertheless, His heart was fully obedient to the Father's will. And because of this, an angel from heaven came to strengthen him. Now in his last moment, Jesus turns to the Father, telling him into whose hands he has really committed his whole life. Now that life is about to depart from him, he seals his last decision in prayer. Jesus let himself be delivered into the hands of men, but it is into the hands of the Father that he places his spirit. Thus, as John the Evangelist affirms, all was indeed finished. The supreme act of love that was his life was carried to its end, to the limit, to the extreme, and beyond. Jesus, who at the supreme moment of death entrusts himself totally to the hands of God the Father, communicates to us that certainty that however harsh our trial, however difficult our problem, however acute our suffering, we shall never fall from God's hands. Those hands that created us, that sustain us, that accompany us on our way through life, because they're guided by an infinite and faithful chesed. A mercy that will know no end, a mercy that is truly eternal. Jesus was trying to get our hearts to become steadfast in receiving God's undying mercy. If his mercy is eternal, the way that we continue to receive it is by continuously converting and are opening ourselves up to receive it, to wait for the outpouring of that love. Jesus taught us throughout our life to have the similar trust in the Father, that his name be hallowed, not ours, that his kingdom come, not ours, that his will be done, not mine. Trust that he'll give us our daily bread, that he'll forgive us our sins and forgive us in such a way that we will be able to forgive others, that he'll help us to fight temptation and deliver us from evil, that he will in fact give us everything we ask. For if everyone who asks receives, if everyone who searches finds, and if everyone who knocks the door is open, is there anyone among you, if a child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead? If a child asks for an egg, will be given a scorpion? If you then who are evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? When we commend ourselves in prayer to him, he will respond to that trust. And in this year of mercy, there's a special meaning. When Jesus asked St. Faustina to have an image made, it wasn't just of him blessing us. It wasn't just of the blood and water flowing from his pierced side. It wasn't just his stepping into our world gently as a gentleman. It was he had those words written, Jesus ou femme tobi. Jesus, I trust in you, because when we look at Jesus in that act of blessing us with his mercy, Jesus is screaming to us, trust me. And he asked St. Faustina to write our response. Cardinal Regali, 2 days before he retired as the Archbishop of Philadelphia, wrote a beautiful letter to priests, but because of the transition with Archbishop Chaput's advent, most have never even heard about it. But it was a letter to his brother priest about how to die. And he said, if we're going to die well, our whole life must oscillate between two phrases in the gospel. First, John 10:18. No one takes my life from me. I freely lay it down. That even though it seemed that Jesus was captured and was being dragged against his will, Jesus was a full participant. He permitted it all. He was fully in. Nobody was forcing him to do something against the grain. He was willingly obedient. And the great thing that we need to do every day is to not let life be sucked out of us. But when we're asked to walk a mile, we walk two. We're asked to give our cloak, we give our underwear as well. That we freely go, that we freely participate out of love. And then the second phrase is this last word, Luke 23:46. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. if every day when we make our morning offering, getting out of bed, we entrust ourselves to the Father. If every time we come to the Mass at the offertory, we entrust ourselves to the Father. If every time we pray the Rosary, the Liturgy of the Hours, we are entrusting ourselves to the Father. If we really mean what we pray in the Compline and entrust ourselves to the Father. As Karna Raghali says, when the thief in the night comes for us, we won't be caught off guard because we will have asked him so many times every day of our life, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. And that last moment will be the confirmation of an entire life given in trust to the mercy of the Father. Jesus' first word on the cross was to his Father for forgiveness. His last word to his Father was one of infinite trust in the Father's mercy. We turn to the same Father, and together with Jesus, entrust our spirit, our body, this whole institute, all our apostolates, all the people God has given us the incredible joy to serve, all our minds, hearts, soul, and strength to him, through, with, and in Jesus on the glorious tree.